Okay, so good morning. First of all, it is December the 6th, Tuesday, and they are doing the runoff elections here where I am right now. But my main concern is my fans, well, not my fans, my people who listen to my podcast. And I was just wondering if I were to get on here more and speak more and talk more, would I get more listeners? I know that I only have a couple of people who are following my podcast, but I know that I've got hundreds listening. And so first and foremost, I want to thank God for bringing me here today, being able to speak to you guys. And you know, the year is about to end. We don't have that many more days in the year, so let's make it count. Don't let anybody get next to you, especially with their narcissistic mentality. At this point, we're fighting against more than flesh and blood. We're fighting against principalities of evil, and we're in our very last days. The people who are supposed to support us won't be supporting us. The people who are supposed to back us won't be backing us. I had the weirdest dream last night. I'm not going to speak on it, really. And depth, I'm going to wait till I have more of them and I can put them more together. But I had a really weird dream, and I just know that some weird things about to take place. But all year we've been working on credit. Last year we worked on credit a few times, and I've not taken any of my own advice. I just know that that's what's going on. So so shout out to Indonesia, shout out to Brazil, shout out to everybody who's listening to my podcast. The angel number is like 818-888-444-1111. Then you need to get closer into your spiritual realm. I would love for you guys to give me feedback. I would appreciate it if you follow me. I have some really good content on TikTok, and my TikTok name is @DeyesJane. And my YouTube page, let me go make sure. My YouTube page, when I get me a ring light and stuff like that at the first of the year, then I'll be ready for y'all. But right now, I'm just trying to gather everything on exactly what my content will be. What states will I be speaking on? What type of things that I'll be, you know, talking about? But, you know, sometimes your parents can overparent you. And my YouTube is DeyesJane, capital J-A-N-E as well. You'll be able to find that on YouTube. I don't have that many subscribers, but I know that people are looking. I know that it's a million people in the world. But my main thing is, like, why on earth do parents sometimes... I've seen two dead cats this morning, too. I'm going to look up the meaning of that and see what's going on. Because most of the time, the universe gives me signals. The universe is giving me clues and hints to what's going on. I'm just not attentive as I should be. So I'm going to do better with that so I can see what's going on around me. I do know that things aren't the same as they used to be. The food is not the same as it used to be. The medication is not the same as it used to be. Nothing is like... So we're going to have to maneuver. Not really even maneuver. We're going to have to change what we're doing and how we're doing it, and pay attention to how we're doing and who we... Because everybody don't have our best interest at heart. Now, a parent, tell me, why on earth would a parent only teach their kid enough to always be right there with them? That makes no sense. As well as, why would a parent tear their kid down? I don't understand. Thank you. also, when you're older, you're supposed to guide people in the way that they must go, not just really like pick and poke at them and jug at them and all type of stuff all the time. You're supposed to be trying to uplift people. People these days don't really look into uplifting folks. People mainly tell you stuff just to see how you're going to look after they tell you. Hopefully you be being sad. And I haven't learned why yet. In my years of living, I've experienced several different things. And I'm just not understanding how come some people have the hands that they're dealt. I don't understand why some people are dealt a bad hand. Some people have a easy squeezy lemon peasy life. Like, so basically, I mean, everybody got their own, you know, their own trials and tribulations. I just wonder why sometimes other people's tribulations are a little bit steeper than others. You know, just wondering. And, like, I mean, it's puzzling to me. And I'm a loner, so that's why I have my podcast, but I've been trying to figure out what exactly I'm going to speak on my podcast. Like, what do people want to know? Like, the weather right now, all I can say is where I am, it's like 63 degrees, this close to Christmas. The weather is different. Pretty sure it's cold. You guys are bundled up. Make sure y'all taking care of yourselves. And get some elderberry. Get some elderberry vitamins for this season. You never know what type of things are going to try to fight against your body. So I suggest using elderberry. But that's it for right now. I'll be back around maybe few hours from now. I just gotta get myself together and see what today will bring for me. I'm gonna spend this week in solitude during business hours just to see what I can see, because when I'm alone I can see a whole lot more. Not necessarily like it's my choice to be alone. Everybody's at work and school, so I just find a lot of peace when it's quiet and stuff, and I can think and I have a lot of ideas and stuff like that. But be blessed, stay up, be happy, have a great day.